You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
The official return of Cocktail Corner for its 22nd year on 95BFM. Of course, a big thank you to the K Road Business Association. The community up there on K Road, because this is brought to you by a collective of bars, K Road BFM spiritual home. And you BFM listeners, you should get up there, get out, and enjoy some of these.
I should have been right on spiritual home.
Some of these fine establishments there, right in the heart of Auckland City.
Spiritual home again?
BFM spiritual home.
Have you got your headphones on, Jack? I want you to be in with us here when I'm doing this real close stuff.
Jack from Love Bucket.
Spiritual.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. Pretty
sure. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, nice. Always good to see you again.
Are you going
to
do this all seated?
Maybe.
If you get up, can you get up and just kick the seat out from behind you, like real dramatic?
I won't tell you when, but it might happen. It's also quite the art of a bartender to serve seated.
Is it the done thing? At what time was that the done thing?
It's the done 20s? Thing. So like on a Sunday afternoon. One's had a particular fun Saturday night, mm-hmm. then it's the done thing on a Sunday.
You're organised at this point though, because you've got everything in front of you. Everything's within an arm's reach.
Give the quads a bit of a rest.
Get that core in action.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, there is a bottle of something on the deck here that I have never ever seen before in my life. What is it?
The China.
What the hell is China?
I feel like that has been here before.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, so China is basically, it's an Italian liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much an artichoke liqueur.
Artichoke.
Yeah, 13 herbs and plants, but the artichoke is the predominant flavour. Invented by this Italian guy, Angelo Dalemol, who's basically an Italian playboy, so like Hugh Hefner's
my favourite type of
Italian cousin.
Of Italian.
Loved his artichokes. Actually, I can relate to the story. Friends of mine grew an artichoke recently and kind of let it grow. Turns out it does a beautiful kind of like bristly light purple flower at the top, and it's just divine to run your finger over everyone. It's really nice, John. Really?
Sarah's even come in here. Look at that. Have you ever seen a bottle of that before? What's it called again?
China.
I feel like I've seen this before, though.
I've never seen it.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love new stuff. I love new old stuff as well.
It is new old.
So the name comes from China scolymus is the botanical name for an artichoke.
I was actually going to say.
And then.
If you're in New Zealand and you're going to go in the bottle store, right, I would say you go, got any Cina? Because it's C-Y-N-A-R.
It's a very strong font. It's like, it's before, it's ahead of its time.
Look at it. I'm looking forward to this.
Does
let
it
me tell you
like
what.
A, like heaps of artichokes ran thing. Into a bottle?
It's pretty good.
Smell it.
I think you've gotten a bit closer.
on its own, maybe
it
like one,
like
one ice
bitter
cube.
As hell.
It is very bitter.
Bitter
yeah.
mofo.
Don't worry, it won't be too dominant in the drink, but.
Okay, well that's your job, Jack. Are we taking phone calls? Are you there, caller?
I'm great.
How's it going, mate? Are you thirsty? I'll still
I'm
be hungry, obviously.
I love you guys.
Ah.
But can you stop saying, look at it? Smell it.
I did actually describe.
And are you thirsty?
Sure. Okay. Is it all good with you if Jack gets on with this cocktail made, or are we?
Look,
is this a telling off?
Feels like a telling off.
I love you guys.
Kia ora, mate. Love you too. Bye. I don't have any feedback at this point, but I've just got to cruise off.
I'll stop saying look at it, caller.
I'll try to describe more. Here we go. That was niggly.
All right, back to the cocktail.
Carry on, please.
So, started off, we've just got nice tall glass. You can't look at it, but it's. I'll describe it to you. Nice tall glass.
Don't.
So you want to start with 30 mils of China. Now this is just going straight into the glass. There's no mucking around, stirring or shaking. It's just a nice built process.
C-Y-N-A-R.
Built in a glass. I like that. Wow.
I feel like Biltner glass is sort of my sort of
pace. It's very aromatic. It sounds great going into the glass as well, which you listener can kind of hear there in the background.
They're tall, crystal, grandma's ashtray style glasses.
Here we're going to move on to a saffron-infused gin.
How do you infuse saffron into
gin? Is that expensive, by the way?
It's not too bad.
Saffron's power-to-weight ratio are not cheap.
Yeah, but if you know the right people, then you can, you know, buy it in bulk. Buy it in bulk. It's easier to buy in bulk.
That's kind of just raised more questions for me, to be honest.
Basically, get like a big pot. We often do ours in like sort of...
Is that it there?
Yeah, this is it here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it just so looks
very
like
yellow.
Yeah.
It looks like olive oil a lot. It's nice and golden color.
Just get it close to me so I can describe the aroma.
Have you ever seen that before, John? That was gross.
So yeah, and then you just want to do 15 mils of that, not too much. We want the China to be like the hero of the dish and all.
Saffron is powerful as well. It's like
a slippery
little.
All right. And then after that, you want to move on to a bit of lemon juice, kind of helps tie it all together. So only 20 mils of that. Again, this is all just built in the same glass, no ice yet.
I like it.
And then we want to finish it off that part with just a dash of lemon bitters.
What, like doubling down on the lemon?
Yeah.
You're a maniac. He can't be stopped.
All right.
Real nice kind of hotel style ice delivery as well. Like you've just cruised down in your dressing gown.
Yeah. With my bucket of ice. Yeah.
Great Foley.
I, for one, am looking forward to this cocktail.
Kind of just want to fill it like right up with ice.
I've just realized this is our shaking moment where I can kind of just turn the music up.
And then so it's after that's done.
Fever Tree, tell me about Fever Tree.
Fever Tree. So Fever Tree, it's kind of
like you don't know.
Relatively new to New Zealand. It's a great tonic company. You'll see them a lot in New World. So this is more one of their new products, the aromatic bitters. So pretty much it's done with a combination of South American Angostura bitters, cardamom, ginger, Jamaican pimento berry,
what
and a little bit
crap?
Of Madagascan vanilla.
Okay, we're going to have to smell it, obviously.
Have a try, man.
Don't put your lips on it, man.
Too late.
I want to sip.
It's my bottle now.
Cooties.
We pash pretty regularly.
Oh, yeah, that's quite nice.
It's pretty nice, yeah. Mm. It's that nice kind of rose water colour as well.
Cutest little bottle I ever did see.
And just pour it straight into the glass over the drink.
We have said this many a time, but a nice tonic is a total game changer.
Yep.
Agreed.
Into this tall glass. There we go. Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
This feels like an old school
golden brown.
Drink.
Mm.
You just kind of want to give it a light sort of, not a stir, but you just want to bob the spoon up and down.
Did you say that because the Stranglers are pretty much in town?
Golden Brown.
It's a good song.
And then
I feel
after
like
that,
everyone plays that too much.
Look, Sarah, it's going to be delicious.
Are you putting, so you actually kind of spliced a lime in half, sort of fillet style, and now you're putting the skin.
No, this is an orange.
Oh, God damn it. There's a lot of citrus in this drink.
There is actually, yeah.
Is
it's
that
the
to
kinda,
fight the chino?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You kind of want like a good combination of the two.
Sure.
So is this based on a classic? What's this modeled off?
No, so this was just kind of like up at Love Bucket, we just kind of like to play around. Mm. So this was just me one afternoon just having a play around. I kind of wanted to, like, I'd had a customer order chino the other night and was kind of bewildered by it. And so I thought I'd play with it a little bit and see what happens.
Have you named the drink after the customer?
By Sweet Bitterness.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Maybe
a little bit, yeah.
I feel like I've kind of... Okay.
Is there some sort of...
We've got the finished product now, so... And yeah, so here we go.
Let's have a...
Give it all that to
try. It's a very smoky look.
It is a smoky look, but it's not really too smoky, actually.
It's in disguise.
Yeah, one each, yeah.
Is that we're doing that?
So you get like a real nice smell if you like twist the orange peel over the glass before you drop it in.
You did that, didn't you? Did you give it a little rim?
A little bit of a rim.
Good, huh?
And then just drop it in and get that real citrusy smell.
It is fantastic.
Whew. Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice. How many other drinks can I make with the chinna? Like, am I in a bit of a do I go out and get that and can I make a few different types of drinks? Or? It's definitely a powerful flavour.
So, like, an easy way to do it is actually just chinna and regular tonic water.
Mm. Yep.
So that's kind of where, if you want to appreciate the chinna more without kind of adding, where I've sort of added a little bit of the, you know, infused gin and then a bit of lemon juice.
What percentage are we cruising with the chinna? Like 18? Something like that?
Chinna is 16 okay. And a half. So
Not bad.
I'm gonna cruise at a 10 out of 10 score. Mm. That's good, man.
Good summary drink.
I'm not quite ready to start scoring Cocktail Corner.
I'm bringing it back to scoring. I'm giving that 10 out of 10 straight out the gate. 2020.
Competition, man.
How much do they charge for one of those? Question mark. No emojis or anything.
Me, I would say probably $20 for that one. $20 for that one.
It's a powerful drink. I'm sitting down. You've stood up, though. It's worth mentioning.
It is, yep.
I don't remember when you stood up.
I think when I did the tonic water, you know, okay. Serious business. You know, tonic adds that class, that sophistication. I can't be adding, you can't have a sit-down bartender for that.
Okay, fair enough.
So $20 up at Love Bucket. We got a lot coming on recently.
Mm. Jack has hypnotized us. Tomorrow. Oh, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So, you know,
when are you gonna...
single, in a relationship, you think you're in a relationship, but you're actually not. Come on by Love Bucket, we're having a big old party.
What are you calling this party?
Just calling it, you know, good old love party of the Bucket of Love.
Oh, true, it's Love Bucket.
So we got Joel, Pay Dirt, and Zane just playing some great electronic music all night. Next Saturday actually is the big one for all the cocktail lovers. Mm. It's International Margarita Day, Saturday the 22nd of February.
Wow.
Okay.
We are doing a special themed Margarita Day hosted by Patron Tequila.
Patron.
The crazy Mexican, Laurita Lopez. She's going to
whip up a whole... Deep. She'll be right
she's
in there.
In her element. She's whipping up a full Mexican menu. Man. Basically, it's just Mexican beats as well. We got some DJs in, so Mexican beats and eats. And then we're going to be making some marvelous margaritas all night long.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. Very exciting. All right. Well, a big thank you. Can you say the name of the liqueur again?
Chinna.
Thank you.
Fever Tree. And of course, Love Bucket. Yeah. And don't forget, everyone, this is brought to you by K Road, the community up there. Head along to many of the, or, you know, there are many of great venues up there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fine establishments. I was looking forward to that.
Great venues. Fine establishments.
Thank you.
K Road.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.